In a surprise move yesterday, David Clark stepped down as Milwaukee County Sheriff. At 3:16 in the afternoon, Clark submitted a letter to the county clerk saying he'd resign in less than 9 hours. WUWM's Annalise Henzel joins me now to talk about the announcement. Good morning, Annalise.
Hello there.
So what have you learned so far about David Clark's departure?
Well, few details have emerged so far. His letter of resignation was really brief. It gave very little information. It said, quote, "After almost 40 years serving the great people of Milwaukee County, I've chosen to retire to pursue other opportunities. I will have news about my next steps in the very near future." Now, Clark has been in office for 15 years. When he's talking about his 40 years of service, he's including the time he spent in the Milwaukee Police Department.
Okay, so has Clark hinted at what those next steps in his career might be?
No, but the reporters at Politico believe that Clark may be joining the Trump administration. If that sounds familiar, it's because earlier this year, Clark announced that he would be quitting his job this summer to take a job in the Department of Homeland Security. But as you may recall, weeks went by without the department confirming Clark's announcement. Eventually, he claimed that he had withdrawn his name from consideration.
So what is Clark's legacy as sheriff?
He's been an unusual and polarizing figure in Wisconsin politics. He runs for office as a Democrat, but he campaigned for Trump, a Republican. And Clark was a frequent guest on conservative TV and radio programs, and even was one of the guest speakers on the National Review's post-election cruise last fall. And Clark has become known for making his own waves. For instance, he ran an official public service announcement urging citizens to arm themselves, saying they couldn't count on police to get there fast enough.
You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back.
Clark, who is African American, has said black people involved in crime are, quote, uneducated, lazy, and morally bankrupt. And at the RNC nominating convention last summer, he blasted the Black Lives Matter movement.
So many of the actions of the Occupy movement and Black Lives Matter transcends peaceful protest and violates the code of conduct we rely on. I call it anarchy.
Meanwhile, Clark has been largely silent about deaths at the Milwaukee County Jail over the past couple years, including that of an infant and of a man who died of dehydration after jail staff turned off his water supply. But in the past, Clark has made comments that critics show that he is insensitive to people who are housed in the jail. Here is a clip from a campaign video.
You know, jails are an effective crime control tool. That's what they were designed for, to separate law-abiding citizens from their attackers, from the perpetrators.
And as we've reported in the past, Annalise, sometimes Clark's critics have accused him for going too far with his tough talk.
That's right. And one major example of this was earlier this year when Clark had deputies detain a man at the airport, allegedly because the man gave Clark a disapproving look on a flight. After the man complained, Clark mocked him on social media and he posted this comment: "If Sheriff Clark were to really harass you, you wouldn't be around to whine about it." And that was the last straw for some people, including State Representative David Crowley.
His duty is to protect and serve. And when you go out and you make these type of inflamed comments, or you harass an individual who lives in Milwaukee County, it makes you wonder, is he really going to protect and serve me?
So what are people saying now that Clark has stepped down?
Well, a number of Democratic lawmakers quickly issued statements applauding his departure. So did the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. And Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley, who often sparred with Clark, says he's looking to the future.
It's a beginning of an opportunity, like I said, for this county to have new leadership and the sheriff's department to have someone who is more interested in integrating with the rest of the community. And maybe, you know, more focused on solutions and allies than enemies and fights.
Now, Governor Walker will appoint someone to fill out Clark's term, which ends next year.
Okay. Thank you so much, Annalise.
You're welcome.